Leader!
Order, order.
Are there any select committee reports?
Pacific Island Affairs Minister Georgina Te Huhu was up before the Government Administration Committee as it considered this year's budget appropriation for her ministry. Mrs. Te Huhu began by touching on the impact of the Canterbury earthquakes.
I have to say, like probably all ministers will say, that they've been very proud of the way that officials and staff have handled the responses to Christchurch. It's no less the case in the case of the ministry, which, as you know, is a very small ministry. And in Christchurch, we have four staff. Clearly, the earthquake placed additional demands on the ministry. We had to rotate others from Wellington to assist, particularly in the early stages, when it was actually quite hard to make contact with Pacific families.
Mrs. Te Huhu explained the ministry's role after the quakes.
The big thing was communications, to get regular broadcasts on Pacific Radio, get information out about where services were. They conducted face-to-face meetings with community and church leaders, took mobile assistance vans out to specific community meetings, and basically registering, getting Pacific people registered. That in itself was a little bit of a challenge as well. And work in this area culminated in the establishment of a Pacific hub in Aranui in the week of 14th March 2011, which is staffed by Ministry of Pacific Island Affairs, other key government agency personnel, as well as local Pacific trusts and other NGOs.
Mrs. Te Huhu then described the ministry's relationship with other departments.
Clearly, the responsibility for delivering on a big goal like lifting incomes and standards of living for Pacific people lies with major agencies. I like to think we're an effective conduit between Pacific communities and government, that we can bring to government a policy making and implementation information that no other government department can bring.
The minister explained further.
In terms of who we're working with all of them, because actually you have to. You just have to. There's no way we can deliver on that big goal, but we can certainly choose some projects which we think can add value to what the bigger agencies are doing, and that's basically what we've done. So we're working heavily, obviously, with health and education.
Also appearing before the committee was the Ministry of Pacific Island Affairs Chief Executive, Colin Tukuatonga. He spoke about a scheme the ministry had established in collaboration with the Reserve Bank that allowed Pacific workers in New Zealand to avoid high bank fees when sending money back to families in the islands.
Substantial amounts of money in anyone's language, $600 million US every year from Pacific diaspora, mainly New Zealand, back to the Pacific, costed anywhere up to 25%. Per transaction.
And the scheme had seen those fees drop dramatically.
It's now around 3 or 4%. So these are serious amounts of money that families at both ends, we would like to think, have saved as a result of this project.
Ministry of Pacific Island Affairs Chief Executive Colin Tukuatonga speaking to the Government Administration Committee as it considered this year's budget appropriation for that ministry. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.